As the years pass, Minecraft traps are getting better and better. But the new gens are starting to adapt to advanced traps since they're overused. So this got me thinking, would old traps work on new gen players? Well, let's find out together, because today, I got three OG traps to use on new gens. The first trap uses sugarcane in shallow water to trick enemies into jumping into their own demise. The second trap uses camouflaged skins to set up an ambush and hit players into a hole. And this is the third trap. It was actually made 6 years ago, but has never been seen on YouTube because the guy who used it never ended up uploading the video, which means I get to use this insane trap for the first time. Will these OG traps work on new gen players? Well, there's only one way to find out. So let's hop in to the first trap. The first trap I'm going to be using is the sugarcane trap from 6 years ago. This is the trap. Let me explain. If you run into the water, you will live. However, if you run and jump into the water, you will slip through and die. So the idea is to get someone to chase you and then run into the lake. Of course, they're gonna jump to try and catch up. And when they jump in, they die. But there's a problem. This trap is very easy to spot. Or is it? Sugarcane naturally spawns near a lake, so we can add our own sugarcane to perfectly mask the trap. That way, when they jump on us, they'll only notice that it's a trap when it's too late. But will this trap actually work? Well, let's hop into a battle royale match and see how many people I can get. Alright, so let's say they're chasing after me. I want them to jump into this pool. So I'm actually going to extend this out a little bit. Okay, so now let's see what happens if I jump from right here. Okay, so I landed right here. So I'll dig out this 9x9 area. That way, they jump in, they'll fall. So I'm just going to cover this up with some sugarcane. Now, look, you can't even see it, really, until it's too late. Okay, perfect. I'm gonna dig this down. So I dug the trap down and then headed up to surface to bait players. There's a guy right here. I'm gonna steal his loot. Here we go. This guy comes for me. Wait. He's after me, though. This is actually perfect if I can loop him around. Okay. Here we go. Perfect distance. I don't jump. Come on, jump! Whoa! My god! Oh my god, I got him. That was the most perfect bait ever, bro. It was perfect distance. Woo! Let's see what he had. Oh my god, that's a lot of heads. Oh, let's go!
I went back up the surface to bait more players, but little did I know, someone was coming for me and I was unprepared.
Oh my god, here he is. What the fuck? What is he hitting me with? Holy shit. Please. Please. No! Are you fucking kidding me? That was so close! The sugar cane broke! Oh my god, the sugar cane!
I don't know how, but the sugar cane somehow broke. If that sugar cane had been there, he definitely wouldn't have seen the trap in time. But Mama didn't raise no bitch. And guess what? There was a streamer in my game, so I made it my objective to trap him.
Oh my god, is that the... That's the streamer! That's the streamer! That's him! Here we go. I can trap this guy.
Hit him, please.
He's right behind me. This is perfect! I just need him to keep chasing.
Good stuff for B.
Okay, good. I'm gonna let him get some damage here. Oh my god, it's perfect. I'm almost at the trap.
I need diamonds. Throw me in there.
Okay, go. Please. Oh, I got him! Oh my god!
Oh shit!
He's alive. Yes! Holy shit!
Of course, he also had drips. I'm like, what? What is that, bro?
Holy shit. Holy shit. Since I trapped the streamer, I was satisfied. So let's move on to the second trap. If you see this, you're dead. And not because of what you saw, but because of what you didn't see. The camouflaged skin trick has been around for a long time, but people don't know how to do it properly. You see, if you push yourself against a 90-degree wall, you're pretty visible. However, if you position yourself diagonally, you pretty much disappear. But how are we gonna kill people with this? Well, if we combine this method with a knockback trap, we can bait players into a position where they will easily get trapped if they don't see the camouflaged player. So I grabbed three OG trappers, Bitzel, Defib, and Fruit Berries, and let's see how many people we can get. Like, right here. Like, do you see how this could... Yeah, wait, here's
yeah,
what
we do. I see the vein.
The vein.
The vein. I see the vein.
I run through here.
I'm 700 blocks.
And there's, like, it's right in this corner.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here it is. Look at this, Fruit. I run like this.
Okay.
And you guys are right here. Bah! Now that we had our spot, all we had to do was dig it down and start baiting players. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, good job.
Wait, get in the spot. Oh my god, go! Get in position!
Oh fuck.
There's two.
Okay, I'm hiding behind the tree thing.
Yep.
Behind the leaf thing.
No, you can go. Get in position. I'm baiting them.
Okay, okay. I'm in.
Oh my god, there's three of them.
There's three.
God.
Okay, get out of here,
my god.
Axe. Stupid axe. Go. Go back, little guy.
The fuck, bro? I'm sorry about that.
Dude, I see people. Directly southwest.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Okay, I'm gonna fight him a bit, and then I'm gonna bait him over to you guys.
Tell me, gang. Wind charges?
Is it
yeah,
just
yeah,
one?
Yeah, just one. Just get this guy. Go!
How many?
Just chainsaw and oh my god, he hurts so badly. Please.
Oh,
yes!
No.
Let's go. No, you just got cooked.
No.
Let me get a screenshot of like all of you.
Oh, you want to get a screening? You want me to just take you to them and we can get a screening? All right, bro, take your screenshot.
Hi, guys.
Give him the screen. Yeah, all right, did you get the screenshot? Oh, no!
I think
you didn't get it! Get low and bait.
Holy fuck, they hurt. Oh my god, wind charge.
Yeah.
They can see us pretty well.
No, they can't! Go! What? No, we got him.
Wait, get the other one. Wait, gave him over.
Knock him over.
My keyboard died! My keyboard died! You guys got this! My keyboard's dead!
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm like putting him.
Oh!
He's almost dead! Really no!
Wait.
Oh!
They died on the phone!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the conveyor belt. This is the conveyor belt. This absolute behemoth of a trap works because fence gates behave like blocks when it comes to pushing and pulling things with pistons, regardless if the fence gate is open or closed. And I found the perfect use for this trap. Fake bases. Shadow redesigned the trap so it would work on a flat surface, meaning you can integrate this trap with the floor of any base. So I came up with a plan to trap players by manipulating them. This right here is my base, and across from me is my decoy base. I'm gonna pretend that the decoy base belongs to some guy who's been annoying me all day. So I'm gonna get my friends to help me raid this guy's base. But little do they know, this guy is secretly Shadow on an alt account, and this base has the conveyor belt trap inside. So without further ado, let's get to work. Obviously, this trap is way too big for Hoplite, so I'm gonna be recording this on archaic.gg. It's like a Civilizations video if it was a server, and it's pretty fun, so you should check it out. Now let's go gaslight flow tips. Alright guys, it's ready. I'm gonna do the honors. Right. Go!
Do it. Let's see if it works.
It's working.
Oh my god.
It's working!
Oh my
god. Don't break.
Let's go.
Don't break.
This thing's insane. The reset button.
Okay, so this reset button is timed up to these comparators, meaning it should perfectly reset the trap. So here we go. Let's see. Alright, it's going.
Let's see.
Oh my god. Oh my god, he works!
Let's go. Oh my god.
The next step was funneling the entire thing into a 1x1 and digging the entire trap down. It took a lot of digging, but luckily I got a really good pickaxe by using slash free rank. Alright guys, the trap is done, and here's how it works. Shadow or whoever is gonna stand in here, and when you stand in here, the trap will get activated. Now, for us to not die, we can jump and hit this sign. And you'll notice that I'm safe. because that sign was actually an elevator. On this server, there's like elevators to let you move around your base, but we're kind of abusing it to make a safe point for us to land. But yeah, now the trap is completely open, so anyone inside should fall down. And I prepared a little contraption right here to drop dripstone on whoever's unfortunate enough to get trapped. Before I try and trap some big teams, I'm going to test this on Fruit Berries, because I want to bully him today. See this door thing over here? You can basically KB them in, right?
Yeah.
But the alternative is to just do this, and now, Fruit, you're dead.
Oh, fuck.
Bye-bye.
Yo, yo, relax.
Now that I know that the trap works, it's time to trap Floatives and his team. Alright guys, I'm gonna put on my best acting skills to gaslight these kids. So I joined Flo's call and began gaslighting, pretending that this guy across from me was my enemy and I needed his help to kill him. I got Parker on earlier to like try and help me 2v1 him, but he won't open. So the only way he's gonna open is if I'm like solo. So what I'm thinking is...
Oh, we can invis raid it.
I'm thinking you guys invis.
I have an invis.
I secretly told Shadow to be annoying while Flo's team was sat outside of his base, invisible. That way, when Shadow opened the door, we would all jump him together, and hopefully we would trap all of them.
We can gotta go next to the base.
Wait, he's gapping. He's in. I'm going, get him. I hit him with the thing.
Okay, Cronoa.
Go, kill him.
Wait, watch out, don't hit you. I can hear
you. Hit him away.
Yeah.
He's trying to aim away, I'm hitting him out. Dude, I can't aim, bro. He's so small. I'm hitting him.
Oh, wait, it's fine. Come back in. No.
It's fine. You guys got that.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. No, we're dead.
We're all fucked.
What was that?
I'm dead.
What is this?
Yo, you fools!
I'm alive! Yo, can we pro?
We're alive!
No, we're dead.
Yo, we're all dead, bro. Thanks
for the loot!
Wait, that's so crazy. What? Hey, bro, I still haven't gotten trapped by Jude, bro.
Yeah, I'm not letting that slide. The guy you just heard is Union, and he got lucky because he accidentally backed out of the trap right before it got pulled. So now I gotta trap him. Alright, so Archaic has these legendary items, and one of them is the Switcher Ball. And what it does is it switches you into player. So I just sat in my base with one of these things, and,
Two?
Yeah.
What?
Union, I thought you've never been trapped by Judlo. Yeah. What's going on right now? What's happening?
What the fuck?
Oh, what's happened to Union, guys? Oh no! I thought you never got trapped by Chudlo.
No.
Yeah. Good night. Okay. Well, now you've been trapped by Chudlo. Yay!
Oh my god, bro.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of these items that you could use to trap people. So I'm curious to see what you guys make on this server. Anyways, thank you for watching. And Sweat God's in my base.
Why is he tiny?
I'm sorry, Sweat God.
Bro. Yo! Yo!
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so good.
What is this, bro? Yo.
I almost fucked it up, but I black clutched.
Yo!
Holy shit. Slaptier is being a goon. I'm about to trap him. I trapped Slaptier!
Oh my god.
Oh, I just glitched through.